Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
David Johnson, Logan Booker along with you, our man Kevin on the wheels of steel, Kevin Erickson. Time to bring in our buddy Bill Shanks, the host of the Bill Shanks Show, 93.1 FM in Macon, 98.3 FM in Warner Robins, South Central Georgia. You know, they used to say that the AJC covered Dixie like the dew.
Dixie like the dew, baby.
Well, our man Bill covers Middle Georgia like the dew. Hey,
that's
Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
I'm fine, thanks.
College football Thursday. I've literally not been better in about a year.
Yes, it's a great day.
Absolutely.
It's time to watch Georgia Tech lose again, so it's always a great day.
By a lot of points, by the way.
Yeah, that is going to be the feeling on that one for sure. Hey, you know, we'll talk some Georgia football here in a minute. The Braves have become an interesting bunch. And last night, I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Hyperbolic, but – if they had lost last night, that would have been a big one, just in the sense that they would have had less than a 5-game lead, and they got all these games coming up with the Nationals and the Phillies after this weekend. So they kind of needed that one last night a little bit, especially with having a day off as well. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I will. Lucy agrees with you too here.
Love her.
Sorry about that. I either have them with me and they bark, or I put them upstairs and they bark.
Listen,
so
we're dog friendly.
Okay.
If they bark for the next 15 minutes and you can't get any words in, then we're still okay with that.
Hey, if they bark, we put it in music, we'll go on the road, okay?
So that's right.
I agree, David. I think last night was a big win because it's not a very good Toronto team, and you did not want to lose three games to two teams that are not very good. You know, they got Chicago this weekend. The White Sox are a below 500 team as well, and you have to always worry, I think, about a good team sometimes playing down to its competition, and that happens sometimes. It's just the way baseball is. I mean, night before last, Washington lost to Baltimore 2-0, and we probably would have lost a lot of money on that bet if we had taken it. So, you know, you always have to guard against that. I know on Sunday night I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, okay, Colorado for one, Toronto for two, White Sox for three. Hey, that's six wins. But then I thought, no, it's baseball. It could be three wins. You know, I don't think it'll be less than three. But, you know, you always have to guard against something that could happen in a series. And I think teams are always going to try to play up to a team like the Braves, whereas the Braves have to, especially coming off the emotion that they had to have of winning and sweeping the Mets like they did in the fashion they did, with just some very good game, very good wins. I mean, it was just three good wins in New York. So, yeah, I'm glad they won last night, and we do have to continue to respect and pay attention to the Nationals, because there are seven games left with that team, and they are only four back on the loss column, too, that we have to think about. But, you know, this Braves team has survived this period of time when they have been just crushed by injuries. I mean, not many teams can survive half the lineup going out, and that's always something that I think we have to look at this season, is this little period of time right here with what's going on with Markakis and Ender Inciarte and Dansby being out for 30 days, and, you know, McCann and Riley, of course. You got five players who have played significant. That's five players who on the baseball-reference.com page are the main outfielders, and they've been out for you know, a period of time. So survive this, and then when you play the Washington Nationals, don't wet the bed.
Hey, Bill, I had a moment. You probably had a similar moment this last couple of days. Now, I don't pretend to be a connoisseur of the Blue Jays roster, so it was a little bit surprising or education to me. When you see names like Biggio, Bichette, and Guerrero, and it's the sons of the guys we watched in the 90s and 2000s, how old did this week make you feel?
Well, thanks, Logan.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm there with you.
One of my best friends from high school just put on Facebook that he just turned 50 today, so I'm already feeling like I'm getting my AARP card in the mail next week.
It's coming.
And I'm 6 months away. So, they've got some young talent there. I don't know who the heck that was pitching last night, and I don't understand why they use 15 pitchers in each game. But, Vladimir Guerrero, John Coppola offered five players, including Mike Soroka, for Vladimir Guerrero before Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had ever taken a professional at bat. I mean, that kid was just a star from probably the moment out of the womb, considering where he came from. And he's a great, great talent. But, yeah, it was quite a lineup there, and I think Bichette's going to be a good player, and Biggio's a different player than his dad because he's bigger. But, yeah, they got some young talent on that team, but they obviously are trying to start over, and they got to get some pitching, though, because that was a mess.
I've had my fair share, Bill, of complaining about the bullpen ever since April, but don't look now, especially Shane Green. 8 scoreless innings in his last 8 appearances, 10 strikeouts over that time. Are we feeling more and more confident with the Braves taking a small lead into the late innings right now?
Certainly. I think they've kind of normalized their early start and gotten back to where they were beforehand, and I think that is a crucial thing for this team to have that bullpen be ready for October. I mean, look, it's setting up kind of nicely for the Braves. They have a lead. They really can't breathe easily yet. I mean, if that lead was 6.5 or 7.5, I'd breathe a little easier with the amount of dead games they have left, which is, 27, 28 or whatever. But they have a chance to get the bullpen ready. They have a chance to have the players come up from AAA and be even more of an option for them to just see if it's somebody that could be called up, could be more important for that playoff roster than what's on there right now. And they also have the opportunity to get these injured players back. I mean, that's a tremendous asset for this team. They got to get their house in order, so to speak. And for that bullpen, all three of them, Martin, Green, and Melanson, to pitch really well is a tremendous thing for this team in looking at what they can do in October. Because if it was going to be like it was early on, they're going to be in big trouble. So, yeah, it's a really big deal. It's a great sign, and I think that's what we're going to see. Look, they were too good before the trade deadline for their former teams to just come here and be, you know, Preston Hanna, which you got to go ways back to know who that is. David does, but anyway.
Well, Bill, give us updates on Markakis, McCann, and who am I leaving out?
NCRT,
thank you.
Well, Alex Anthopoulos said in an interview with The Athletic that continuing to monitor all three of them, obviously, but that Markakis and NCRT are going to be very mid to late September. So there may be a very short window of being able to kind of gauge how healthy they are if they return and how effective they can be. So that's a concern, I think. You've got to be concerned about that. I mean, look, let's be honest. Markakis, I think, is more important than NCRT, although I'm not discounting NCRT's defense and what he could mean and what he did when he got back and kind of got rolling before he got hurt because he was playing really well. But Markakis being that fifth hitter in that lineup, I think, is a huge, huge thing for this team. Even though Matt Joyce has done well, and they've been able to kind of plug the hole there for a while. And last time they were able to break out from their little offensive mess they had been in. But Markakis getting back would be a big lift for this team. And so I think we've got to really hold our breath on those two. You know, you really want those two back if you can. Riley should be – I think Riley will be back on Sunday when they expand the rosters. And I think McCann, it sounded like last night from what Snit said after the game, that McCann, not too far off and probably won't have to go down to do a rehab thing. He'll just be ready to go. And I would hope it would be sometime maybe next week, especially with Francisco Cervelli getting hurt last night and not knowing his status and having to rely only on Tyler Flowers, even though, I mean, he dropped the ball and had a passed ball, which was awful, but he did get 2 hits last night. So, but they need McCann back. They really need McCann and Cervelli to be the 2 catchers because Tyler's just had a really rough time here.
I know, so Alex Jackson hit like his 28th home run last night down on the farm. Where does he figure into this?
Well, Alex has obviously had a great power year with those 28 home runs, but his batting average has just struggled so much, and that's kind of been a problem for him. And, you know, I think they've been impressed with how he's developed back into a catcher again. You know, the Mariners had moved him to the outfield, and then the Braves moved him back to catcher. And, you know, it just depends on his consistency and his ability to put a batting average up there that's respectable. And you know, will they feel confident enough in Jackson to say he could at least be one of the two catchers next year? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I can't gauge that real easily right now. I mean, I think they think he's got potential. I mean, they didn't want to trade him for Shane Green. They instead traded Joey Wentz, a minor league pitcher. So they must have some feeling about his potential to help out at the major league level. But I just don't know how much. And I think, you know, again, short term, you've got to have McCann and Cervelli for the playoffs. And they were already going to start McCann almost exclusively in the postseason because of how poorly Tyler has hit and fielded. And Cervelli, hopefully he'll be okay and not be an injury issue, because he was obviously playing well in the first couple of days of being a Brave. But I mean, Jackson's got to be there in September, because they've got to, even if McCann comes back, they're going to have to get Alex Jackson to have some starts to rest some of those guys, because they're McCann's 35 and Tyler's almost 34. They're worn down. There's no doubt about that. And Tyler's lost everything he's had. And so Alex Jackson could be a big part of September to just give those guys a rest before the playoffs.
And I'm not just trying to be David Downer, but, you know, 5-9 last night was Matt Joyce, although he did hit a home run, Echevarria, yeah, Cervelli, Ortega, and Hamilton. We've got to get some guys back. I mean, that's not a very deep lineup that the Braves are throwing out there right now.
No, and you know, Dave, look, we got to give Alex and Topa some credit, because they have these injuries.
Who let the dogs out?
I know.
I love it.
They're on the porch seeing the golfer, so I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, you said AA, giving AA some credit.
You know, they had these injuries, and David, he went out and he got Echevarria for shortstop when Camargo was struggling, and Echevarria has given this team a lift. He's been very good defensively. He's gotten some hits, which we didn't know if he would or not. He's done well. You look at what Billy Hamilton did even over the weekend in New York, right? I mean, he helped that team tremendously. Big base hit there in the extra innings, and that was great. I love the fact that he's – look, hey, when those catchers, whoever it is, if they're in the playoffs and that catcher gets a hit to lead off the inning, who better to put in that game than Billy Hamilton, right? I mean, that's a perfect scenario for this team. So that's a good acquisition. And then Cervelli was like, wow, how did this fall in their lap? And you've got to give Anthopoulos credit for bringing those three players in to simply put a Band-Aid on the situation temporarily. It's not something you want to go into the playoffs with. And how they've been able to get through this period, and they've struggled offensively, obviously, in the last 2 weeks. But the pitching has helped them out a great deal. But you know, it's not necessarily been those other four positions, because Freddie and Acuna and Ozzy, they've been struggling a little bit. I think over the last couple of days, I mean, those guys were hitting like 130. So it was good to see him break out last night for sure. But those guys have done the job they needed to do, fill the gap, hold the position, and we just need those other guys, those regulars, to get back.
Bill, go ahead, Logan.
I was going to just switch it over to football. Some football. Yeah, I was going to say, not only do we get to watch Tech.
Wait, you don't want to talk about the big White Sox series?
Well, the Stripers also clinched a playoff spot, so we could talk about that if you wanted to.
Hey, the Stripers, they're like the 27 Yankees. That's all they do is just hit home runs.
Home runs after home runs.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, we get to watch Tech lose tonight, and more importantly, we get to watch Georgia win Saturday. What are just a couple talking points you've been having on your show and we'll have today about Georgia's matchup against Vanderbilt?
Well, I think they're going to win the game, obviously, and it's going to be, I think, an easy win. I don't see any problem for Georgia at all on Saturday. I know Derek Mason's being coy about the quarterback situation. I don't think it matters who the heck plays quarterback for them. You know, they've got issues, obviously, on the line of scrimmage, and I think Georgia's just going to steamroll them. And you know, it's a good game in that Georgia has got to pay close attention and not disregard Vanderbilt, because it's a conference game. And I'm sure that's been hammered home repeatedly over the last 4 weeks. It's not like playing, you know, Nicholls State in game one or Austin Peay, because this is a conference game. So this really, really does matter. And that's good. You know, they can take it seriously, do their job, get out of there with a win. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. So I don't think, you know, there's any worry. I think it's just going to be so fun. I was telling my boys the other day that are coming to watch the game with me at my house. I'm like, you know, I'm going to hand out rosters, because we're going to have to be watching those daggum rotations of players who are coming in and out of that game, because it's probably going to be quick, and we're going to want to know who's in there. You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun to see the playing time for some of these guys, the snaps, and how they kind of play against Vanderbilt with the talent they have to prepare for the other games that are obviously coming up. So, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, just counting down. Heck, I even vacuumed last night to get ready for this, so you know it's important.
Man. When I go to my boy's house and they haven't vacuumed, I judge them immediately.
You leave.
I don't stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Get out of there.
It took me 3 hours, but I got it done.
Bill, I'm gonna do something real quick with you, just rapid fire. Feel free to give an explanation. Just keep it short if you want to. Over-unders, we did this last segment. I'll give you the same ones. DeAndre Swift, 75 yards rushing.
This Saturday?
Yes, this against Vanderbilt. All these are against Vanderbilt.
I don't know about that injury. Is he okay?
I think he's fine, well, Bill.
I think probably over.
Okay, go over. How about Zamir White, 8.5 carries on the night?
Over.
Over. How about UGA rushing 250 yards as a whole?
Ooh, that's a good one. Vanderbilt's defensive line sucks, doesn't it?
Yes,
I'd say over.
Okay, Jake Fromm, 2.5 touchdown passes on the night.
Over.
Demetrius Robertson.
You said that as quickly
yes,
as
that
I
was
did,
very
by
quickly.
The way.
Demetrius yeah. Robertson, 65 yards receiving.
Let's hope it's over. Yeah. I want to see it be over, because I really – he's one of my guys I want to see emerge this
yes,
year.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about him, so I'm going to hope it's over.
I said he does it in one play, Bill, by the way.
Yeah,
and then half – I'm going to raise this. We said 1.5. I'm going to raise the havoc plays, the turnovers created by Georgia, to 2.5.
Over.
Taking over. I think we
yeah.
all are seeing eye to eye here.
Yeah, I know it's hard for people who are non-Georgia people to listen to Georgia people mm-hmm. and to expect them to be objective. All right, the three of us went to the University of Georgia. We're fans. I've been fans since I was 10. Right. Y'all are probably in the same boat with me. So, you know, people are always going to say, "Well, he's a Bulldog. What the hell does he know? He's just you know, whatever." But. I've tried to look at this team and this season objectively and like, okay, find some weaknesses. Find some areas where if X amount of players go down, you're screwed. Find some games that are just unwinnable. And obviously we know a game that's not on the schedule yet is a game that might be unwinnable because of who it might be in December in Atlanta. We can't sit here and say, "Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we're definitely going to beat Alabama 100%." We don't know, you know. I mean, I feel a little bit better after yesterday because of what happened to them. But I mean, we don't know the five-star backups might be better than Dylan Moses for all we know, for crying out loud. So, but I mean, and I'll say this to David more than you, Logan, because David has watched him longer because he's older and like I am and has watched him a long time.
Methuselah.
On paper, David, though. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, as far as depth, as far as talent.
I agree.
Combination of depth and talent. I just like, and I think part of that is because like the guys who have come on my show and have said Michael Barnett emerging into a player, and DJ Daniel and Tyreek Stevenson pushing for playing time with Stokes and Campbell, and that you know we can lose a five-star linebacker like Brenton Cox, and nobody gives a damn because of what they've got on that daggum depth chart. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Have you?
Here's what I tell people, Bill, when I've got a lot of my friends and neighbors asking me, hey, what are you seeing at Georgia? And I've been to several practices. I tell them I've never seen in my years covering this team a roster, a team that looks the way they do. And what I compare it to, in 2015 when Alabama came to Athens and spanked our butts in Sanford Stadium, I remember being on the field when Alabama ran through the tunnel thinking, oh my God, this is a massive team walking out of here. That's what I'm seeing on the practice field now with Georgia, and I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, and I didn't know you then, Logan, but I was down there as well. As a matter of fact, Nick Saban almost bumped into him, and he almost really got in trouble for it. But when I love to go down there before the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love to go look at the competition a little bit, especially when it's somebody like Alabama, but we'll look at our guys. And when I saw 2015 Alabama Crimson Tide on that field, I'm like, oh, my God, we're not even close to what they are. That we're not even in the same area code of what they are, because you looked at the quantity of their quality, and you're like, holy crap, this is ridiculous. And then, of course, we saw in the game how that translated, right? We saw how that played out because of what they had and what you saw in the pregame up close, you and I, and then what they did on the field against the players that Georgia had. It wasn't even close. And that's why that Alabama game in 2015, I think, was almost a blessing in disguise, because, I mean, Mark Richt was going to get fired. Kirby Smart was probably going to be the head coach. But that game, 2.5 months before Kirby got the job, cemented in his mind, not that it already probably would have been there, but cemented in his mind, and he said it in the first paragraph when he had the introductory press conference, lines of scrimmage, because he knew that line of scrimmage matchup in that game in the regular season against Georgia for Alabama was no contest. So I always will point back that that game and say what I saw before the game, what you saw before the game, and then what we all saw during the game was very crucial to what Kirby Smart had planted in his mind when he got the job. And I think and I haven't seen him in practice like you have, but that's great to hear, because I think on paper, Logan, we have the same thing. But again, I go to David. I mean, David, we have thought so many years, for so many decades, going back to Coach Donnan and even some with Ray, you know, and when you and I were in school, and even some of the teams with Coach Dooley that we had, boy, this is a really good team, but nothing like this, right?
No. Well, I mean, think about it this way. Excuse me. So, you know, Georgia's got tough decisions to make on which 70 are going to go to Nashville.
I know.
And you know, 5 to 10 years ago, with some kind of loose roster management, Georgia barely had over 70 players, even on scholarship. So, I mean, that's a huge difference, too, with what you're talking about, with where Georgia stands right now with personnel.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing we always said was, I said, and I think it was just part of the conversation, the Georgia fan base, of trying to want to be like Alabama. And one of the things we said was, one of the things that they are able to do that is so crucial to their success is they have the quantity of the quality, they have the talent, and in practice, those guys are going up against five-star players on second string. Well, I mean, you think about the defensive line for Georgia and what they're having to go up against right now in that practice. I mean, you don't think they're getting better because of the offensive wall that Kirby's created and Coach Pittman have created in that offensive line? I mean, you know they are. And that's just kind of part of the process playing out, where these guys are going to get better in Monday through Friday in practice because of who they're having to face in those sessions. And that's what Alabama did. That's what I would always talk about that, and I think Georgia's doing it now, and I can't wait. I mean, it's a lot of fun to think about. I mean, you know, stuff can always happen during a season. You know, things can, and I think a couple of people on my show this week have called in and said, you know, the only worry they have is the fact that every team, every year, even Alabama, has one of those games, right? It's one of those days, one of those games, for whatever reason. Sometimes there is no reason. It just happens. And you just have to hope that if Georgia has it this year, that it's a game that it's easily to win no matter what, and it's not against Texas A&M, you know. Because A&M's going to be tough. That's going to be a hell of a game in November, my gosh, you know. And Florida's not going to be – Well, I mean, I think they ought to beat Florida by 3 touchdowns, but you know, because the emotion, and we don't know how that team will be in early November, that it's not going to be easy. We may still win by 3 touchdowns, but it's not like it's going to be easy. At least you can't take that mindset going in. So, but it's a tremendous feeling to have a team that looks like this. And because, you know, I was saying this yesterday, I know we got to go, but you look at both divisions and you kind of tier them off. We know Alabama in the West is up at the top. They're in their own tier. Then you've got LSU and Auburn and Texas A&M, and then the other three at the bottom. You look at the SEC East, you've got Georgia at the top. They're in their own tier, I think. Then you've got, I think it's Kentucky, South Carolina, and Florida. And then Tennessee and Vanderbilt, and I think it's Kentucky, Missouri, and Florida. I don't know about South Carolina, and then the other three. But you're like, all right, what? How big is the gap? And then you really start looking at it, especially after what we saw last Saturday night. There's a big gap between us and the other teams in the SEC East.
And hopefully we'll stay that way.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll stay that way. All right, Bill, you're the man. I guess we won't – let's see. Are you going to Nashville or are you hanging
down? I'm not. Right. No, not going.
Oh, he vacuumed, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad. Yeah, that's right.
I don't vacuum when I go out of town, David. I hear you.
So we'll see you here in Athens next week, but we'll talk to you before then.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Bill, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Bill.
The great Bill Shanks. And he is the man.
Bottom.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.